The head of the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service this morning appeared before a U.S. Senate committee to defend his budget. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan took the occasion to question him about the management of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Sullivan says the president is acting illegally.
In Congress, they call it questioning witnesses, but it can sound a lot like verbal pummeling, as it did when Sullivan had his few minutes.
How can the President of the United States, a couple months ago, say he's going to submit a bill to make the 1002 area wilderness, which is fine, he has the right to do that, it's got to be approved here, it won't go anywhere, but then in the meantime say, I'm going to, quote, manage the 1002 area for wilderness anyways. That's what he said on Air Force One. It's a big fanfare.
That was part of Senator Sullivan's question to Dan Ash, director of the Fish and Wildlife Service. Behind it is an assertion Sullivan has been making since January, after President Obama announced he was going to ask Congress to designate new wilderness areas in the Arctic Refuge. Sullivan says the Obama administration also changed how the area would be managed in the meantime. Sullivan says the coastal plain of the refuge, known as the 1002 area, is already being managed as wilderness, the category of highest protection that only Congress can grant. And Congress hasn't granted it. Ash, at times, could barely clear his throat between questions.
How can he manage the 1002 area for wilderness when you don't have the authority to do that? Can you explain that to me? This is a huge issue for my state. And I think you're violating the law. I think the president's violating the law. How do you do that? How do you manage?
We have order. We have order already.
That's Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer jumping in to object to the inquiry style. But the Republican chairman, Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, cut her off and gave Sullivan more time. The Fish and Wildlife Service says it has not changed its management on the coastal plain of the refuge, an area Alaskan political leaders have been trying to open to oil and gas exploration for decades.
It's managed in an administrative zoning category that we call minimal management.
That's Brian Glasspell, the manager of ANWR, that South Carolina-sized property in the upper right corner of Alaska. Glasspell says the zoning regime has remained the same since 1988.
We did not change our management. The wilderness recommendations for Arctic Refuge don't change how we currently manage any of the recommended areas, including the coastal plain.
As for how minimal management differs from wilderness management, Glasspell acknowledges the differences are administrative with little difference on the ground. But say scientists want to put a weather monitoring station in a refuge. If it's a designated wilderness area, Glasspell says they have to go through a specific analysis to determine if the weather station is necessary for proper management of the area.
It's a fairly onerous process to go through that analysis and documentation. In minimal management, though we similarly strive to maintain the natural conditions of the area, there is no requirement to conduct that kind of analysis.
A spokesman for Sullivan says the service speaks out of both sides of its mouth. He points out that at the hearing, the director of the agency said they manage the 1002 area to protect wilderness value. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.